So there's been a lot of myths and misinformation going on about what we can do with Azure and what Azure's like. So I figured, hey, why don't we try to debunk some of these and go talk to some engineers on the product team to see what they have to say.
Okay, Canis. One of the things that I hear a lot of people asking about is basically a statement. They say cloud services are good for scaling out, but not about scaling up. I figured you're the guy to answer this question. So
yeah.
What do you say about that?
Yeah. You know, we talk to a lot of customers, and the main thing that we try to demonstrate is the fact that actually Azure has a huge footprint across the world, right? Mm-hmm. That right now we're in 19 different regions, and we're constantly expanding. And so a lot of times that they hear that and they think, yeah, that Azure really has the ability to scale out the applications and the types of things I want to do, but may not have the vertical stack to actually give me those really, really high performing sizes.
Okay.
And I mean, that's not true. We actually have a huge number of these different VM size families that allow you to run these different types of workloads and allows you to really customize the infrastructure that you're running on to the application that you're trying to run in the cloud.
Okay, so what's our biggest, baddest, big daddy of machines that we have? What are they called?
Yeah, so we introduced earlier this year the G-Series sizes. These have 32 non-hyper-threaded cores, up to 448 gigs of memory, which is so far the largest in the public cloud space today. They have 6.5 terabytes of local SSD, and they run across a 40 gigabit NIC across in the data center.
Okay. Those ones there, they're available across the board or only limited areas? Where are they available?
Yeah. Today they're only available in US West and West Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, US East. US East and West and US West.
Okay.
But we're rapidly expanding. We're introducing that same hardware across the world.
Okay.
So you should start seeing it pretty shortly.
Okay. Now, if I don't want to go the big daddies, the big guys,
yep.
Got some intermediary stuff?
Definitely. So everything from we have... our new our D-Series VM sizes, which came out last year, which have SSD built in, up to 16 virtual cores, up to 112 gigabytes of memory. And those are really great for your general purpose type of applications. At the same time, we recently introduced premium storage, which allows you to get really high throughput, really a lot of IOPS. At low latency for some of those workloads that really require that fast performance for your disks.
Okay. And then I'm not going to really call them entry level, but
I
don't know if you have a marketing term for them or not, but we got one family left, right?
Yeah.
The A's.
The A series, right? And so A series are pretty great for just basic dev test scenarios for running things that don't require a huge amount of performance, but you can spin up tons of them and you can connect them all together, that they're really great for just like normal type workloads.
Okay.
Yeah.
And someone was saying that there's an in-between one that's kind of like high performance, but it's not a D-series machine.
Right.
What are those ones at?
So there's actually two families. One that we introduced a while ago called the A8 and A9 sizes.
Okay.
That these are targeted for HPC type workloads. They have really, really fast Intel processors in them, actually the fastest in our fleet today. And they have the ability for you to connect to this RDMA network that allows these really high throughput to talk to between the different instances.
Okay.
Most recently, we've taken the feedback that a lot of people don't want to pay for that RDMA network. And instead, they're really looking for the same sort of high performance, but for a cheaper price point.
Okay.
So we introduced the A10 and A11 VM sizes, which is the exact same configuration, 8 cores and 16 cores with 56 and 112 gigs memory, respectively. But they don't have that RDMA endpoint, and so it's actually significantly cheaper for those VMs.
And all these VMs, they're by the minute billing, correct? Doesn't matter which family you choose. So you can get the big raw horsepower, but get it at a fraction of the cost because it's by the minute billing.
Yep.
Difference of the processors on the different machines.
Yep. So today, the A-series sizes run a number of different types of hardware, AMD and Intel. The D-series sizes run our Sandy Bridge, Intel Sandy Bridge processors.
Yep.
And the G-series today use the newest Haswell processors that are in the market. We're constantly adding new hardware and faster hardware to data centers around the world, so you'll see some new stuff coming up soon.
Awesome, man. So where can someone go to be able to try some of this sort of stuff out?
Yeah, so today there's a, if you go to azure.com and you type in or look at the region availability page, you can see where all of these different sizes are being offered around the world. Mm-hmm. You can also go click on pricing details to see the different VM sizes and how much each of them costs per hour, per minute. And yeah, I mean, that's where you go.
And then how does it manifest itself inside the portal when I actually want to go off and choose one of these things? Does it give me a hand on how to select something?
Yep. So if you go to portal and you click new virtual machine, you'll be able to select the region where these sizes are available.
Yep.
And then you click the pricing tier, and it shows you all of the different options and all their configurations and the price points for each one.
Oh, okay. Awesome, man. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Cheers.